This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The website music station Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author. Her name is Nicole S. Brown, and she has a brand new book that's just released on Amazon called Wet Dreams. Nicole S. Brown, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Everything is going great. How are you today?
I am doing fantastic. So tell me all about this dirty, dirty novel called Wet Dreams.
Well, it's kind of, a lot of people say that it's overly sensual, but it's just a little taste of me and how I was when I was really in love with someone. And it has like three sections. One that's mild, and then one that's medium, one that's really, really spicy. So the three sections are the flood of freakiness, that's mild, the part of perversion, that's medium, and the river of rottenness, that's spicy. And really, it is a book to kind of clear my name with certain individuals, certain groups, certain people per se, and a lot of people just I was just writing it to make people hot and wet. But the title of it is Wet Dreams, and it's a really good book, and I've gotten a lot of 5-star reviews from it. And I didn't expect that it would take off as well as it did, but it did. And this is my 14th book. It's not my first one. It's my 14th. And I'm really excited about it. And I hope that everyone supports it. And like I said, it's a little taste of me.
So, you know, I'm curious because, you know, you said that you tried to clear your name with this book. I mean, it's a poetry book, you know, and it's got three different sections in it. So where, how does that lie? What does it mean by clearing your name, you know, when it comes to writing these poetries?
Well, it's a long, wet, sticky, slimy story. It started off when I was in undergrad. I didn't even plan on going to this school, and, before I started undergrad, I was in a youth group that was connected to the sorority that I ended up, you know, joining later on in my college career. Mm-hmm. I was in a high school group that goes along with the graduate chapter of that sorority. And my sister was already in the sorority, and my brother was in the brother fraternity of that sorority. So that made me be included in a high school group for that group, for that organization. And I was put on by my sister to sing a song at this fall. Well, they called it Rush, but now they call it like an intake meeting. Intake process meeting or informational meeting. But anyway, I was singing a song, and one of the guys that were already in the brother organization, she heard me sing, and I really was really, really quiet, shy, sweet, you know, innocent, and really didn't talk a lot, and I really didn't get up there to talk a lot. You know, I was playing this song in a competition when I was in high school, and I won first place. And the song is called Lonesome Dove. And I got up there, and I said my name, and I said the composer, and I started singing, you know, the title of the song, and I started singing. And then after I sang, I left out of the building because none of that stuff really applied to me because I was still in high school. But, you know, my mom and dad, particularly my dad, he was really, really strict. He really wanted me to deal with guys, or, you know, really socialize with a lot of people. I was always around my sisters and brothers, and, you know, that I was always looked after. So, therefore, you know, I really didn't get involved with a lot of people. I kind of chose to deal with certain people, and my family kind of chose for me to deal with certain people. Mm-hmm. But to make a long story short, the guy heard me singing, And he complimented me, and I said thank you. And he asked me, could I sing to him privately? And I knew he had a girlfriend at the time, so I was like, no, you got a girlfriend. And furthermore, I don't need to talk to guys. I'm not allowed to date. You know, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I wasn't interested. I was only interested in my studies, singing, and fashion, and makeup, and looking pretty. You know, stuff like that. I wasn't really interested in guys.
Yeah.
So he kept complimenting me after compliment. And I was like, well, thank you. And so I kind of walked away. And some other guys came out that was part of the organization, and his girlfriend came out too. He was like, this girl, she's so fine. She's so pretty. And the way she talks, she captivates, she says chills to my body. And then it goes for the overkill when she sings. And I was like, well, thank you again. And then he said, this girl paying me no attention. I'm trying to get her phone number. I know her brother. I know her sister. So, you know, everything should be cool. And I said, I ain't even say anything. And she's still not paying me no attention. So when she goes to this school, I'm going to make her fall in love with me. And he laughed. And I said, you know what? I'm not even going to this school. So that's not going to even happen.
You know, and go ahead.
So guess what? I ended up going to that school. That girl, you know, she was really close to my sister because that was my sister's sorority sister. Mm-hmm. So she really had to get to know me. She used people of our family to kind of find out what I was doing, what my next move was, blah, blah, blah. So she found out that I was going to that school. So she put a death sentence on my life. Pretty much because she didn't want me to end up with her boyfriend. And I ended up with him anyway. And I became his mistress for 10 years.
Oh, wow. Geez. So, you know, and then that's all talked about in these poems, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, trying to clear your name then through the poetry, you know, I mean, obviously that must have been a traumatic experience you went through, you know, but would tell me, I guess, you know, what, you know, like what happens now? You know, I mean, you know, you've kind of, you know, talked about this now through the words of poetry, you know, which honestly, you know, what a creative way, I guess, to kind of deal with a situation like that. But, you know, like, how did you go about it? I guess, how did you go about it in the book?
Well, like I said, I had three sections, and I kind of recalled a lot of things that happened between me and that guy, and, you know, her, and not only just her, because she was just wife one, and then what happened with wife two. So I stuck around for two wives, and then really only a short time for the second wife, but he didn't really leave me alone. He did a whole bunch of stuff that pimps do, you know, low-down pimps do. And pretty much he and those women, he used those women to try to, and a whole bunch of other people to try to get me back. And I was a certified teacher at the time, and he had some indecent things that I didn't know that he had. He was addicted to me, so he wasn't, you know, satisfied with those women. So started doing indecent things to those indecent materials, so videotapes or whatever that he had of me. And the wife got jealous and sent the stuff to my jobs. And therefore, I ended up losing, and nobody really told me about it. Really and truly, being that it was an education, they broke codes, you know, because right now I'm a certified principal, and I know that, and I knew it then too, but they broke off. And really, it was because I came from a rough part of town, and I'm a chemistry teacher. Well, I'm certified in five subjects, but that was my first degree. And a lot of people, you know, due to certain reasons or certain stigmas against people that grew up in poverty or grew up in a rough neighborhood, they don't feel like certain people should have certain magnitude of knowledge.
Well, I mean, you know, obviously, Nicole, I mean, do you feel bad about what you did with that, you know, with that situation?
Well, I don't feel bad. I feel bad, and then again, I feel good because, you know, all things work together for good, for good in people's lives. Like, if that wouldn't have happened to me, I probably wouldn't have became an author. You know, if I would have just had, you know, the cookie cutter life and a fairy tale, you know, I probably wouldn't have had the story to tell. So I feel that everything happens for a reason. And yeah, it was a rough situation, a sloppy situation, a nasty situation. But I feel like I'm coming out of the situation or whatever because I got a story. And they had a story too, but they didn't write the story and they only told it to a few people. But my story, my version of the story is all over the world.
You know, well, we're talking about Nicole S. Brown again. The book is called Wet Dreams, and it's a poetry book. You know, for those who are just first, you know, finding out about you, obviously you've written a ton of different books in the past, you know, but what's a style that you kind of can describe your way of writing books?
I don't know how I could say that. I write from my heart. I guess I could say that. So it's kind of, it's just really how I feel because, you know, poetry comes from deep within your spirit bed or your soul. So I just let it flow out. You know, I just go no holds barred, just like I did with that guy in the bedroom.
Which was a bad thing, by the way. Let's not say it was a good, it was a bad thing, okay? This was all very bad. You there?
I don't know if it was bad.
It was bad. This was bad. Yes.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah, it was bad. But then it came out for my good too because I have a story.
Well, I guess tragedy does, you know, cause good stories in a sense. But you know, when did you ever decide that, you know, poetry was your thing?
Well, it started in school because it came easy, you know, to do, and I really liked. You know, it went, I liked all styles of writing, but I just, when it was time for us to do poetry in school, I just loved it. Like, and then, like, my very favorite poem, and I don't know it by heart now, but was Robert Frost, Nothing Gold Can Stay. And, you know, and I really like that how in The Outsiders, the guy that Ralph Macchio plays, he says it, you know, when he's dying. Mm-hmm. And I kind of think of myself because he was from the rough side of the tracks, but he knew Robert Frost and, like, you know, a lot of people think just because people come from the rough side of town that they shouldn't have knowledge and, you know, shouldn't have gifts and talents and, you know, whatever. But that just kind of inspired me. And I still love the movie The Outsiders and the book The Outsiders. So basically what I'm saying is I like poetry because it was, you know, of the vivid language and the figurative language, the similes, the metaphors, the personification, all of that, and even the automatopoeia. I just liked it because I could just feel it. And then also, too, I sing, and a lot of music is poetry. So that's probably why I really, really love it, because I also write learning songs, and I even write songs in general. So
that's awesome. Well, Nicole,
and a lot of people said that my poetry is musical, and I kind of feel that as well.
That's awesome. Well, Nicole S. Brown, thank you so much for joining us here on the Zach Feldman Show. Again, the book is called Wet Dreams. You can find it on Amazon. But for those who want to find you, where can they go?
I'm on many social media sites. I'm on Facebook as Nicole Sharon Brown, and it's spelled Sharon but it's pronounced Sharon. And I also have a fan page on Facebook, Outstanding Poet and Author, Nicole S. Brown. I'm on TikTok, Author Nicole S. Brown, all lowercase. I'm on Twitter as Nikki Secret. I'm also on YouTube as Nikki Secret. I'm on Instagram as Author Nicole S. Brown. And
awesome.
I think LinkedIn, I'm on LinkedIn as Author Nicole S. Brown EDS because I have an EDS degree in education.
That is awesome. Well, Nicole S. Brown, seriously, thank you so much for coming on the Zach Feldman Show, and best of luck with everything, and best of luck with this brand new book. Again, the poetry book is called Wet Dreams. You can find it on Amazon. And Nicole S. Brown, we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Anytime. The Webster Music Station, Z Radio Live, back with more Zach Feldman Show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.